Okay. In phase two, you have this experiential righteousness, a righteousness through living the spiritual life.
就是第二阶段，就是在我们属灵生活中呢，我们因着这个圣灵充满的学习经验里面，我们得到了经验性的这个公义。
And then we have this similar concept with the sanctification, which means that as you're becoming more righteous in your experience, you're being separated from the cosmic system, separated from evil, separated from your sins.
而所谓经验的这个成圣呢，也是因为我们从学习得来的这个公义中呢，我们可以从我们的罪跟邪恶中分别出来，分别为圣。
Now, I'll bring your attention to the top and bottom circle. See, when you believe in Jesus Christ, that's where you're placed into union with Christ forever. You can see that there.
从这个大家看到这一张图表哈，上面就说我们当我们相信了耶稣基督之后，那个上向斜上方的箭头的那个圈圈里面呢，就让我们学习到与神合一。
And because you're placed in union with Jesus Christ, that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you share in all of these characteristics of Jesus Christ.
好，因为呢，圣灵的洗礼让我们与基督合一之后呢，我们就有最右上方的那个方块里面的所有的得到的这些礼物。
Yeah, for example, you share in his righteousness. This is 2 Corinthians 5:21.
好，第一个呢，就是在哥林多后书的五章二十一节说呢，我们因着耶稣基督，我们就分享到了可以得到，信徒就分享共享基督的公义。
You have his eternal life.
然后你会得到永生。
Okay, and all these other characteristics coming down to the bottom. So he's sanctified in Christ.
还有除了中间这些之外，最重要的是成为圣洁。
Now that's top circle asset. So top circle, this is what you get when you believe in Jesus Christ.
所以上面的这个圈圈呢，就是让我们跟神合一之后呢，我们就得到与光明合为一体，与基督有为一体，还有永恒的关系，永恒的保障。
But the spiritual life phase two takes place in the bottom circle down here.
所以上面那个圈圈是我们基督合一，也就是说我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻，我们就得到了上面的那一些。那当我们进入到属灵生活之后，我们就是开始走下面的这一圈。
And see, phase one is represented by the bold line around the circle. That never changes, that never breaks.
所以你看哦，上面的圈圈是一个实现的圈圈，因为这个圈圈代表的是我们得到，一旦得到就永远不会失去。
But down in this circle here, this is your spiritual life. It's a dotted line or a broken line because many times you sin, you get out of fellowship over here.
而下面这个圈圈，这是代表的是我们在属灵生活中呢，我们如果因着肉体的状态而犯罪的时候呢，我们就会与神圣灵分开，我们就与神分开，我们就会变成是暂时的离。就是所以说我们的与圣灵同在是暂时性的相交，只要我们一犯罪就没了，所以这个圈圈是虚线。
Yeah, and remember your objective is to spend as much time as you can in the circle here without getting out of fellowship.
而我们属灵生活最大的目的就是希望我们在这个虚线的圈圈的时间越长越久越好，因为尽量不要跑出去变成了因着个人的罪跑到黑暗里。
And you want to spend as little time, obviously, outside here. This is carnality, or being under the influence of the sin nature.
好，而我们要尽量不要进入到旁边那个属肉体的状态，因为这个就是在黑暗里了。
And all you do, of course, you name your sins to God the Father. If you get out of fellowship, name your sins, get back in the circle.
而但是当我们发现我们跑到了这个黑暗里面的这个属肉体状态的时候，一发现我们马上要对神认罪，就可以反弹，那我们就可以重新得到这个圣灵充满，然后就可以回到这个虚线的这个圈圈里面。
Right, and that completely is dependent upon your volition. Whether you get out of fellowship or whether you get back in fellowship, that's your volition at work.
而我们呢，什么时候会从这个圆圈跑掉，进入罪里？ 那什么时候又可以再反弹回来呢？这全部都是从我们个人的意志来下的决定。
Skip over this one for now. So this is the progressive condition, your level of spiritual growth in phase two. See, if you're under the filling of the Holy Spirit, learning doctrine, applying doctrine, you're advancing upwards. And then occasionally you sin, or, you know, you're sinning all the time. And this is going to make you regress. And so it's a bit of a rock and roll like this.
荧幕上这张图呢，其实在讲就是说，我们在下面的这个往上爬坡的时候，就是我们在学习神的话语，甚至我们还要就是实用实践神的话语的时候，我们就是向上坡的。那当我们犯罪的时候呢，就是黑色的那个菱形啊，就是我们的罪好的时候，我们就下坡。然后呢，当我们又反弹回去的话，我们又开始继续学习与神同在的时候，我们又上坡。好，所以这个是一个好像一个摇滚的状态， up and down, up and down 的，从上坡下坡，上坡下坡的状况。
Yeah, but as long as you continue to be consistent in your Bible studies and then learning to be humble, applying stuff, the general path should be upwards.
如果呢一直很认真的研读神的话语，同时能够非常谦卑的去实践它的时候，我们就是保持在往向上坡的状态。
And that's why you never get, we say, demoralized. Never start to feel sorry for yourself. If you, maybe you're having problems with a particular sin in your life, you never give up because you just keep rebounding and then you keep trying. But you should never say to yourself, well, this is too much like hard work.
我们呢应该永远呢都要了解，就是说我们不需要因为我们偶尔我们原本的一个罪性或去犯了罪以后，我们就觉得说啊这个事情无法再好了。那其实我们只要愿意，只要向神认罪的时候，我们就可以再回到上坡的状态。
And remember, all of this work, the spiritual growth, is actually nothing that you have to do. All you have to do is make the effort to get to a Bible class.And then, when the situation presents itself, you make the application. But it's really, it's God's work, it's not your work.
我们必须理解，就是说，其实要保持在上坡，其实很简单，就是我们要一直来上圣经课，学习神的话语。而当我们在学习的过程中，一旦有任何的一个状况，一些疑难杂症发生的时候，我们自然，我们的圣灵就会帮助我们，用我们所学习的神的话语来帮我们解决这些问题。
Yeah,
所以我们只要这样子就可以保持在上坡。
Yeah, see, this experiential righteousness and experiential sanctification, this is not you making yourself righteous. It's not you making yourself sanctified. It's God doing it in you with the resources He's given to you.
所以我们要记得所谓经验式的公义，我们经验得来学来的公义，不是我们的自己的功哦，是神在帮助我们，是神在帮助我们去选择对的做法和这些公义的决定。
So again, all you need to provide is that positive volition to say that, you know, I want to do God's will. I want to learn doctrine. I want to grow spiritually.
我们唯一在属灵生活中最重要的，就是要永远对神说意志，要说正向的，就是说 yes。就神他帮我们告诉我们该怎么做的时候，我们要对神说 yes。就是这样的话，我们就顺服着神的意志的时候，我们就是会得到所谓的经验式的这公义，还有经验式的成圣。
Does anybody have any questions at all?
我们还有五分钟的时间，请问在线上的朋友们有没有任何的问题要问？你们如果有问题要问，可以直接把麦克风打开，你们自己的 Zoom 的麦克风打开。
Okay, or if you have any questions, you can write them through on the line on the WeChat, and I can answer them personally.
或者是你们有问题，也可以直接打在那个微信或者是 Line 的群里，私下给。他也会私下回你们。
Okay, do you guys have any questions? Okay, well, let's finish off then.
好，那我们现在做结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us this afternoon.
感谢神，感谢天父给我们今天下午的时间。
And that we can understand about the righteousness and the sanctification that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们能够理解，因着耶稣基督，我们所得到的公义。 以及成圣。
We give thanks also that you provide everything we need to advance spiritually.
谢谢你给我们所有需要了解的事情，从属灵上面。
And may you help us understand that there's nothing that we do except provide positive volition to your will.
而且也让我们理解说，我们其实要做的不多，我们就只是要对着你所给我们的旨意，我们要顺服，要给正面的意志。
In order that your will and your plan be fulfilled in our lives.
因着顺服，我们你的所有的意志跟计划都会在我们的生命中能够成就。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we'll see you all again on Tuesday, hopefully.
星期二我们再见咯。